Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the High Plains. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Fighting invisible danger. From the time we're little, our parents teach us to watch out for muggers, pickpockets, and other lurkers. What's more difficult is protecting ourselves from invisible germs we pick up either in public or at home when we think we can let down our guard. Somehow, somewhere, an unseen virus targeted my immune system the first week of school. I apparently didn't wash my hands enough. Behaving as these insidious invaders do, the activated bug began tickling the back of my throat after I'd lugged it around for 24 hours or so. I first assumed that scratchy sensation was allergies. After all, it was late summer, and goldenrod is blooming. After the first 60 minutes of itching and burning delicate tissue, these interlopers expanded their territory into my nasal and eye regions. At that point, I knew I was in for days of sniffling, dripping, snorting, and coughing. That didn't include the bonus headache that accompanied these other disgusting symptoms. Once I realized what I was dealing with, I marshaled my resources. I pumped vitamin C, zinc, and fluids. I bought Viva paper towels because they're soft enough to use on an overwiped nose and they're strong enough to deal with serious sneezes. After decades of dealing with several such viruses a year, I've learned it's best to have cushy yet heavy-duty tissue at hand. I dug out the remainder of last year's cold medicine and then stopped by the store to pick up fresh supplies to manage my symptoms. I found menthol rub and white cotton socks for my feet, just in case this granny cure really helps. As a final detail, I put a saucepan of water on the stove to boil so I could find relief breathing in the rising steam. According to statistics, a little over 200 cold viruses exist. It's my understanding that once you've had one, you're immune to that particular genetic derivative. Interestingly, most humans catch two or three colds a year, so with each one you get, you build immunity. As a result, younger folks catch them more often than their elders because they haven't built up as much resistance. I did the math using these figures and calculated that since I'm nearly 60 and a school teacher with maximum exposure, I've had at least the national average of viral encounters, which means I've survived a minimum of 176 of these respiratory inconveniences. Surely that means I'm nearly done catching colds. The fact I didn't have one last year supported my theory. However, the infection visiting me now tells me I have a few left to dodge. I probably didn't factor in viral mutations, in which case I might as well maintain my emergency cold supplies for the rest of my life. Or perhaps I should adopt the recommendations of another teacher and eat half a lemon sprinkled with cayenne pepper every morning. I'm considering the benefits of a year of forcing down that combo over a week or two of sneezing and snorting. What I do know is that these invisible threats are much harder to manage than keeping an eye out for stranger danger. It's difficult to know when you've washed your hands enough to keep unseen cold germs in the dunk tank. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.